It is Wednesday, July 9th, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Karnatz.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown, Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
We're going to pick up where we left off on Sunday.
Where did we leave off?
We were talking about the Rogers Historical Museum.
Yes.
And Up in the Air, an exhibit of ceramic balloons created by a balloonist.
We did.
So here's what's going on at some of the other museums. Today is the Shiloh Museum. Tomorrow we'll talk about the Fort Smith Museum of History.
Okay.
The Shiloh Museum has an exhibit on show that I've got to get over and spend some time with. It's called Healing Waters.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks at Eureka Springs, but also all of the other little towns that jumped on the Taking the Waters bandwagon. Electric Springs, Park Springs, Cherokee City and El Dorado, all in Benton County, Sulphur City in Washington County, Elixir Springs in Boone County, and St. Paul, which was a surprise to me, although I know my Madison County history well, and Aurora in Madison County.
Huh.
Everybody took the waters in the late 19th century. Everybody. And then in the 1910s, according to Marie DeMaroukas, who's the curator of this exhibit, science kind of got in the way of that. The science of medicine got better, and reliance on natural cures faded by the end of World War I. The exhibit, however, will not fade. It will be around through December 13th at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale, and admission is free.
Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.